Chapter 22. Live out of the new soul principle. We would now like to reflect upon the conscious, awakened life of the soul and ask ourselves, how does this consciousness develop in the new astral field? How is this life carried out and what are the results? To be able to answer these questions, we should first form a valid idea of the concept of consciousness, life and soul. Consciousness occurs when the animating principle causing life occupies a central position in the system. There is much natural life where indeed there is evidence of an animating principle, but this principle does not exist within the life system, but influences it from without. As a result, no consciousness can be present in such a life manifestation. We think here, for instance, of plants and insects. Indeed, with most species of animals, there is no question at all of an individual animating principle. They exist out of a group soul. Other animals have a kind of half-consciousness. The animating principle only partially dwells in it. It does not lie concentrically in the physical vehicle, but hangs and vibrates partly outside of it. With some of the higher species of animals, such as horses and dogs, the animating principle approaches almost the indwelling condition, as is the case with human beings. Were this evolution of the animal species to continue as to their nature-born state, dogs, horses, and human beings would stand on an equal footing. Then would occur what many authors during the course of history have fantasized, the manifestation of thinking, consciously living animals, and the forming of animal communities. Think of Gulliver's Travels by the well-known author Jonathan Swift. Gulliver comes upon a community of horses who act, think, and live as humans. Indwelling animation, situated concentrically in the vehicles of the personality, makes thought possible, that is, a brain activity in a natural human sense. The material body is built up of cells and atoms. It lives and remains vital because it possesses an etheric double. This etheric double continually propels a fourfold life force into the organism. If this etheric vehicle did not function properly, all kinds of physical difficulties would arise. The material body with its etheric double are vivified by an animating principle. When the thread between the animating principle and the organism is broken, in some way or other, death occurs and the organism disintegrates because it can no longer maintain itself in the system. We ascertained that life originates out of the cooperation of the animating principle, an etheric double, and a material body. Consciousness occurs when the animating principle is indwelling. It is possible to distinguish various conditions of consciousness, half-consciousness, etc., which are caused by the relationship of the soul to the organism. The question is whether the soul principle is situated concentrically or only partially in the vehicles. Our investigation makes it clear that the soul principle transcends life, is superior to mere form and appearance. Everything stands or falls on the basis of the soul principle with its animating activity. What then is this soul principle? It is of an astral or sidereal nature. One can associate it with the astral vehicle of the personality that is drawn around the material body, with its etheric double as a mantle. The astral vehicle is composed of atoms of a higher, finer gradation than the ether and material atoms. So there are material, ether, and astral atoms which correspond with the three spheres, the material, the ether, and the astral sphere. An ether sphere surrounds the material body of the earth, and the astral sphere re-encircles the ether sphere. The astral body of man resides in this sphere during the night. It is drawn up into it. The astral body exists in three conditions, in three grades of density, in three different vibration frequencies. In dialectics, please pay attention to this, for then you will understand what transfiguration is. One of these astral conditions works positively and the other two negatively. The positive pole of the astral body corresponds with the liver-spleen system, more particularly with the liver, while the two negative poles correspond with the heart, and the head. In practically all dialectical people, the seat of consciousness is centralized in the liver spleen system, and the emotional and thought life are attuned to it. This condition is fundamental to all nature-born people. From this brief introduction, we are now able to draw sufficient data for further consideration. We wish to enter into a new soul birth, that is, we endeavor to realize a new astral principle. The principle that has animated us since our birth is of dialectical structure. In the spiritual school, in the young gnosis, we come together to receive a new soul principle and to propel it to powerful activity. If you achieve what you strive after in this way, you will discover that it has immeasurable, glorious results, which can nevertheless be traced scientifically as nature-born entities. We are animated by an astral self of which the atomic composition is created from the nature of death. However, because of the life situation of many of us, we begin to draw up the consciousness from the liver-spleen system into the heart. Even this first beginning brings about a remarkable disturbance in the process of life. Not only does one open the door of the heart for the Gnostic light, but what is more, one disturbs the astral self, the animating principle which until then has governed life, out of its polarization, out of its magnetic order. In this respect, think of the Gnostic gospel of the Pistis Sophia. When the Pistis Sophia sings her 13 songs of repentance and journeys through the various life spheres of the nature of death, she disturbs the order of these different regions. Similarly, the serious pupil of the spiritual school must disturb the order of his own nature-born principle that animates and causes him to live. He accomplishes this by drawing up the consciousness from the liver-spleen system into the heart, by an intense longing for the liberating light, and by seeking it with perseverance. Examine yourself to see whether you know this longing, this seeking after the light. If so, the gate of the heart is opened for the light of the gnosis and the magnetic order of the positive liver center, and that of the negative heart center will be disturbed. Consequently, the grip of the astral world of the nature of death is weakened, while at the same time the possibility is created that another soul principle will develop. The primary question for a positive pupilship is whether the candidate will be able to bring about the transfiguration of the soul. This is the key to success on the path. If the pupil follows the way of the reborn soul, he is, at first, in the same state as the plants and animals, as long as the astral principle is not yet centered with respect to the remaining vehicles, there can be no new consciousness. The new soul principle works and drives to many different attitudes of life, but the new consciousness fails to appear because it has not yet adopted a central position with respect to the other vehicles. The new soul does exert an influence upon life, so thank God there is a new nascent soul life, but as yet it is uncontrolled, unconscious, and therefore inexperienced. That is why the school insists that the pupil, by self-sacrifice and a ministering cooperation, lives in accordance with the standards of the new soul. Most pupils, if not all, are touched and marked by the light. For this reason, the school speaks unceasingly to them. Whatever you possess of the new soul power, live out of it. Then sometime you will really live. When in the gospel, Jesus the Lord says, "I shall come to you and abide in you," this means that the new immortal soul principle must take a central place with respect to the other vehicles. The renovating soul must be able to take up its habitation in the candidate. Just as the old soul was positioned centrally, this must also become the case with the new soul. However, there is the difference of reversal. In the nature-born soul, the positive pole lies in the liver-spleen system, and the negative pole in the head and the heart. In the new soul, this is reversed, and we see the positive pole established in the head and the heart, while the negative pole rests in the liver, spleen system. When you accomplish this reversal and live consistently out of the new soul power, the new soul consciousness will also grow, and one may speak of a conscious, awakened soul life in a Gnostic sense. So we can state that the soul, through which one may live in the new astral field, relates to an astral vehicle of a reversed polarization. Turning towards the Gnostic light means at the same time a reversal, a turnaround in a literal sense. In this connection, think of the story about Mary, the mother of the Lord, of whom it is written, "When the Holy Spirit came to her, she turned around and saw him." Until now, we have not mentioned that the astral vehicle, the soul being, is connected to a fount from which it is fed. For nature-born man, this fount is to be found in the astral world with the nature aeons. However, in the transfigured soul, in the reversed soul, the candidate reaches the original basic life, and only out of this beginning true eternal evolution, eternal genesis, is possible. In this soul, there no longer exists a link with the nature aeons, but exclusively with the spirit, the original life-giving power of the All Revelation. Only in this soul does the link with the original Pimanda become a fact. That which once was broken is restored. The eternal spirit will manifest itself in the state of life via the immortal soul principle. That is why it is a holy universal law. Whoever renews the soul will find and meet the spirit.